Otter Tail Power's average North Dakota residential customer will see an extra $4.01 charge on the monthly bill next month. The reason? It was the method approved by the North Dakota Public Service Commission to take into account the production tax credit for the Maricourt Wind Farm and to even out the charges. Utilities have been using the credit to give customers a break on their bills up front, meaning there would be a spike when the tax credit expired after 10 years. The PSC has been working to smooth things out to lessen that spike. The proposal, which will be the Renewable Resource Cost Recovery Rider, was approved by a 2-to-1 vote. PSC Chairman Brian Crossus had suggested a charge of $2.97 per month, but Commissioner Randy Crispin moved to make it $4.01, saying that would mean much less of a spike later on.
When we get out 15, 20, 24 years, this needs to be at a lower amount because they're going to be adding new assets, and then those will be at the high end of their cost recovery. This is a tougher pill to swallow up front, but I do think it is the more appropriate in the long term.
But Crossus warned that the $4.01 charge would hit customers at a bad time.
Otter Tail services towns like Milner, Foreman, Catherine, Lisbon, Abercrombie. Nowhere in the state have they been hit harder by the October snowstorm, flooding, late harvest, high propane prices, low commodity pricing that is all having a very distinct and a negative effect on their businesses on Main Street. And this was before the coronavirus.
Commissioner Julie Fedorchak sided with Crispin.
Today's customers pay more for the brand new facility, and the customers at the end of this facility's useful life will have a depleted asset that costs less.
Otter Tail has paired the Maricourt Wind Farm with a new natural gas peaking plant in South Dakota to replace the aging Hoot Lake coal plant in Minnesota. That plant is being shut down. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.